The projects are under the Destination Ghana project, which is also seeking to create 150,000 jobs every year in the tourism, art and culture value chain. These will not only ensure that the country achieves a target for tourist visits, but also earn $6 billion every year. The Osu Castle, which has been unoccupied since the seat of government was moved to the Jubilee House in 2013, is one of those projects which will see an upgrade into a presidential museum. Here is the Minister of Tourism, Culture and Creative Arts, Mohammed Awal.
To achieve our 2 million international arrivals and then 2 million domestic tourism, we will continue modernizing very important tourist attractions. Kwame Nkrumah has been done. National Museum has been done. Du Bois Center will be done. Osu Castle will be done. You can imagine the huge numbers. Kwame Nkrumah, 1 month after opening it, there's so much people coming. So we are going to modernize and want to build new museums across the country. We are going to start building what we call the Heroes Park for the Big Six around the Marine Drive. We are going to put up a Heroes Park for the Big Six. And around the regions, Sopo, Tamale, Chibi, we are going to do. We are going to modernize Dankwa Circle, Kwadu Circle, Busia Circle at 37.
Chief Executive of Ghana Tourism Authority, Akwesi Ajiman, said the authority has been focused on digitizing the tourism sector so visitors can enjoy a seamless experience.
We've launched the single window platform and the all-in-one Visit Ghana app, which is on App Store and the Google Play Store. There you can see all the various tourist sites that we have, a description of them, and then also for those who want to book hotels. Time was when you were going to my hometown in Dunkwa. It's very difficult to get a hotel. So you get to the station and you start asking the bookman, where is the nearest hotel? But now with the Visit Ghana app, all these facilities are loaded on there. And so you can make bookings before you get to your destination. The future outlook is very bright. We are looking at diversifying the product base. For example, we're currently working on a slave route experience, and there's also work on the crafts villages, so tours, if you take places like Bonri and Tonso.
Minister of Information Kojo Opon Nkrumah said tourism is second largest contributor to foreign exchange and deserves a lot of attention.
It's about the third largest contributor to GDP in our country. That means that it's the third largest sector in our country, where there's productive activity, where people are finding jobs, where people get incomes and improve their own quality of lives. If you look at it from the foreign exchange point of view, it's about the second largest contributor to foreign exchange. Examine the data. It is a very, very, very important sector. But until recently, people used to call it the Ministry of Enjoyment. That is, you know, one of those places where, you know, we are going to have some festivals, and then we'll invite some black Americans to come to town. No, but it's a hugely important sector for economic advancement. And so the kind of interventions that have been going on there in recent years are key to helping us move our economy beyond where it is now.